Trish Wembley, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was unexpected, I can tell you.
What does it mean to get an award like that?
It's just a recognition of what we and all the volunteers and the hours and that we put in with these animals. You know, I mean, we don't do it for any recognition at all, but it's great to know that, yeah, it has been recognised.
What do you hope will come of the award? Will it change anything for you?
Yeah, I hope that it's people recognise the fact that our animals do need help around here, and actually we would not be enjoying what we have today and the environment we have if we didn't have these animals. So I think we really need to start looking towards saving them. Yeah.
What do you need to help you do that?
Oh, probably lots more volunteers.
and more money.
Well, as you heard, it costs us about $120,000 a year, and I'm afraid my husband only works for that, and that reason only. So, yeah, as we're getting more and more and more animals in, and of course it is costing more and more to run this clinic, so yeah, funding always does help. Not that I like asking for that. That's terrible. I hate asking for any funding, but it does really help these days, yes.
If you had more funding, what could you do?
Well, for a start, it allows us to buy more equipment, which is sorely needed because we are using more more equipment in the actual hospital part, and also to just to get some vet services in there as well. At the moment, I mean, we rely on Currumbin, which is so busy in their own right. RSPCA out at Wacol, I mean, they're a great help as well. But I mean, again, all these people are charities as well. So, you know, I mean, it's a great help. If we can sort of get some help there, it would be brilliant.